This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the third and final part, How to Make a Peaceful Mind by Completely Transforming the Way in Which You Read Salah. In this video, I will give you the final parts of the 10 A's of Amazing Salah, inshallah. And so we continue. The seventh A is asking. Look forward to asking God for things. When you're actually in the process of praying, you get the chance to ask for things, to advocate for the things that you need and for people in your life. You can ask to be advanced towards your aspirations, and you can be altruistic, praying for those you love, praying for all humanity. You can remind yourself of the things that you aspire to and ask for Allah's help in getting there. Ask Allah, please give me what I need in order to live my best life. The eighth A is auto-sensing. As a reminder, the nafs is connected to the body. This is connected a little bit to your akhlaq, but it's also a direct way of bringing yourself calm. The akhlaq part is to give yourself a sense of grace and serenity. Move slowly, move symmetrically, move calmly, so that somebody who's looking at you will think, what a wonderfully peaceful person. What a dignified person. Slow your breathing down. That's a backdoor to calming your emotions. Acknowledge your body. Acknowledge that you're stood on the earth as a human being, doing what you've been asked to do and also being glad for the opportunity. When you are in touch with your body, acknowledge that the physical processes of salah give you an extra access to the peace you find through salah when you go into ruku and sujood. So stand straight, breathe slowly, take care with each movement, notice the sound of the imam's voice, listen to your own inner voice. If you feel distracted, just bring your focus back to the salah, to your movements. Notice how your focus will return. The more you do this, the greater you will feel a sense of spiritedness. Surely the peak of salah is when you are in sujood, when your head is on the ground. Feel the weight of your body on the ground. Feel the space around you. Feel the earth around you. And imagine the track in front of you being a direct line to the Kaaba. You are planted on the ground, connected to this rock. Focus on the meanings of the words that you are reciting. Mufti Menk gave a lovely talk on the meanings of the words in Surah Fatiha. In the surahs that you pick, find the meanings out and focus on those things. The beauty of the Quran can come out not just through recitation, but when you reflect on the meaning. So if you don't have it, get a translation in your language and really focus on those meanings. Contemplate the explanations. The ninth A is awe, a sense of being in the presence of greatness and majesty. When you've done most of the salah and you're in the final phrases of movement, you are sitting down and you are facing Allah, and He is regarding you with intense love. The Lord of all creation is looking at you. More powerful, more majestic, more important than anything, is looking specifically at you. He is hearing you. You probably should feel shy, embarrassed, humble, exalted, and excited at being looked at in this way. You are being deburdened. Every single breath you take, your sins are being washed away. It feels like this is the final stretch of your little holiday, your five times a day escape to this wonderful retreat. You admit your failures, you aspire to be a better self, and you accept the things that you can't change. You've been honest with Allah, and nothing will hurt you if Allah will protect you. Remember that as you go walking towards Him, Allah will come running towards you. The final A, the tenth A, is adding. Salah is better enjoyed when there's a social element. When you are in Jama'ah, you are connected with them, and the fact of going to Salah with somebody or being in the presence of other people who are praying enhances your attendance of Salah and your experience of the divine. When you look back at these things, doesn't it seem as if we've been missing the gift of Salah, which has been staring us in the face? Don't be too surprised or hard on yourself. As kids, we may have been taught the mechanical side, but we didn't have the heart, the true sense of self, to immerse ourselves in the true depth and meaning of experience. It is the highest form of salah to exist in this very meditative, deeply appreciative way. To see how I've conceived the mental side as an addition, have a look at this picture. Don't worry if it's too complicated, you can switch the video off if you like. But for those who are interested, I've used a model of flow and combined that with models of alertness, arousal, and performance. The middle zone is where you would like to be. The orange zone is where you feel that the process of salah is somehow too demanding and that you're too cognitively stressed. Therefore, you become anxious and your ability to actually live calmly in that middle zone is reduced. The pink zone is when you have become a little bit complacent and you're just going through the salah mechanically. You can imagine that as you become more expert and more practiced in salah as your life goes on, you've got to keep finding ways to make it interesting. Keep finding ways or new things to be grateful for. Keep finding new surah and contemplating their meanings. Mix it up a little bit, but remember that when you feel that connection to Allah, every salah, this is what keeps you hooked. And this is exactly what psychologists talk about when they describe to us a state of flow or deep immersion in something to the point where we will keep doing it and keep coming back for more. Please, if you found this useful, spread the word and donate and buy the books because there's plenty of useful mental health and mental wealth information within them. We're developing an app, as I've said before. We could use every single penny because we want this to be available to the Ummah for anyone around the world who wants to improve their sense of mental wealth and improve their mental health. I look forward to making the next video. Please leave your comments or DM me through Instagram or email me if you've any questions or further things to say. Wassalam.